Bhagavad Lila, 10th canto, chapter 77, Sri Krishna slays the demon Shalva. In chapter 76, we heard that Shalva got a boon from Shiva and was rewarded with a fantastic flying city, which is an aircraft, stealth bomber, and he immediately attacked Dwarka. But then Pradyumna and others came out to challenge him. Pradyumna was cracked in the chest by the commander Dhuman of the enemy forces. Pradyumna sipped Achman and put on his armor and returned to the battlefield in order to correct the fault of fleeing from the battlefield incurred by his charioteer while executing the duty of protecting him. Pradyumna challenged Dhuman, saying, "Now see if you can strike me." Saying this and allowing Dhuman to shoot his weapons, Pradyumna counterattacked with his deadly arrows, and one of them knocked off the head of Dhuman, and that was the end of him. Gada, Satyaki, and Samba began killing Shalva's armies, and all the soldiers inside his flying airship began falling into the ocean, their necks severed. Their heads were cut off. They fought for 27 days and nights, a tumultuous and terrible battle. Meanwhile, Krishna was in Indraprastha. He took leave from Yudhisthira and returned. Upon reaching Dwarka, Krishna saw Shalva's aircraft and the decimation of his own army. Then he appointed a special guard for Rukmini, his other queens, inside the palace. Selected generals used a secret route to convey the queens to safety in the inner chambers of the city. Taruka took Krishna's chariot, flying the emblem of Garuda, the younger brother of Arun, on his flag. Shalva threw his spear at the Lord, and it lit up the whole city like a mighty meteor. But Lord Shori, Krishna, tore the weapon into 100 pieces with his arrows. With its dark blue color and rapid movements, the Soba aircraft of the demon King Shalva appeared like the sky. Krishna's arrows are compared to sun rays in terms of their being countless and creating unbearably scorching heat. Krishna himself is compared to the sun in terms of his being all-potent and victorious over opponents. Shalva struck Krishna's left arm, and Krishna dropped his famous charanga bow. It appears astonishing that Krishna's bow fell from his hands, since Krishna's arm has unlimited strength. Everyone cried out, and Shalva said to Krishna, "Ha ha ha, you fool! Because in our presence you kidnapped the bride of our friend Shishupal. You snatched Rukmini. Shishupal's your own cousin. And then you later murdered him in the sacred assembly while he was inattentive. Ha ha ha. Let's see. Today, with my sharp arrows, I will send you to the land of no return. Though you think yourself invincible, ha ha, I will kill you now if you dare stand before me. Oh, fool, I will send you to death." Saraswati, according to the inspiration of Bharati, or Saraswati, the goddess of learning, another idea, using the same Sanskrit words of the demon King Shalva, he was saying, "Because there is no confusion for you, you took Lakshmi, who is actually your rightful wife, while we and our friend Shishupal, your paternal cousin, were completely ignored by you. With my sharp arrows, I will make you lead me to liberation. In other words, I will attain you, my lord, who gives liberation, and I will never be born again." The Supreme Lord Dwarkadish replied to the demon, King Shalva, "O dullard, You boast in vain, since you fail to see death standing near you. Real heroes do not talk much, but rather show their prowess in action. Heroes don't talk, but they act, and their actions speak much louder than any talk. Shava disappeared, and then some man appeared on the scene, and he announced to Krishna, Devaki, your mother has sent me, and she's crying. And she said, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabahu, Pitate Pitravatsala, Bandva, Panita Shalvena, Shonikena Yata Pashu. Oh, Krishna, Krishna, mighty armed one, who are so affectionate to your parents, Pitate Pitravatsala. Shalva has seized your father Vasudeva and taken him away as a butcher leads an animal to slaughter. When he heard this disturbing news, Krishna, who was playing the role of a mortal man, showed sorrow and compassion. Then he spoke, My brother Balaram is ever vigilant, and no demigod or demon can defeat him. So how could this insignificant Shalva defeat Balaram and abduct my father Vasudeva? Indeed, fate is all-powerful. And then suddenly, after Govinda said this, Shalva appeared with some man that looked like Vasudeva. And he said, Here is your dear father who begot you and for whose sake you are living in this world. I shall now kill your father Vasudeva right before your eyes. Save him if you can, you weakling. After mocking Krishna this way, the magician Shalva cut off Vasudeva's head with his sword, and taking the head with him, he flew away in his Sowa vehicle. Krishna remained overcome with the sentiments of an ordinary human in response. However, due to his immense powers of perception, Krishna concluded that Shalva was using a demoniac illusion created by Maya Danava, who was not actually his father. As if waking from a dream, Krishna no longer saw his father's body or the messenger. These last verses were the version of the story presented by others. Now Shukadev Goswami refutes this by establishing the story in a different way. Some sages who lack proper discrimination of logical premises and conclusions have related this story. They did not consider that their words were contradictory to other statements of the Bhagavatam. Sri Krishna did not go to participate in the Rajasuya sacrifice in the company of Balaram, since it was previously stated that Krishna left Balaram there. Now Shukadeva explains, How can the Lord be overcome by lamentation and bewilderment, material of fear or affection, which are born of ignorance? Because he's the infinite Lord. It's not possible for Krishna to experience bewilderment on account of the illusory magic of Shalva. So this is the real story. Shukadeva's narrating, not this one that's propagated by some. How then did Krishna manifest affection and lamentation in regard to Shalva's appearing to behead his father Vasudeva, which are both based on such bewilderment? If it was impossible for Krishna to be afraid of Shalva, then how did Krishna's Sharanga bow fall from his hands, which was apparently caused by Shalva's magic? Shukadeva answers these questions in verse number 31. Lamentation and other emotions are of two types, caused by ignorance and caused by knowledge. The emotions of Krishna described here in the Bhagavatam, the emotions described by the other story, not Shukadeva, are possible in people who are ignorant or do not know everything, or who are dependent on wrong sources of knowledge. But how is it possible in the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, who has unlimited knowledge? Transcendental lamentation, other such spiritual emotions, are possible in those who have perfect awareness of the world beyond illusion. This idea applies to the devotees and the Lord himself, who is the original source of all nectarian rasas, arising as sanchari bhavs, which are a part of the mukhi ras. This was clearly seen in Krishna's Damodar Leela, wherein Sri Krishna cried in fear of Mother Yashoda's stick, and in the preliminary loving attraction, Purva Rag, of the gopis during Ras Leela. Regarding fear, the particular fear which caused Krishna to run away from Kalyavana when he was attacking Mathura city along with Shishupal should be understood as distinct from the fear arising out of ignorance and transcendental fear. The impossibility of Krishna's being fooled by Shalva's tricks is further explained in text 32, which states that Krishna's devotees can never be bewildered, so what to speak of Lord Krishna himself? Therefore, how was it possible for Shalva, a mere mundane mortal, to bewilder the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Sri Krishna? Bhagavan Sri Krishna is the goal of all saintly devotees who remove the endless delusion of being happy or sad by knowledge of the Lord, nourished by service to his lotus feet. Such devotees attain the eternal opulence of having an eternal personal relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world. Thus, how could any type of illusion possibly affect the Supreme Personality of Godhead at any time? Therefore, these statements are not true, and the story was in the verses of this chapter, verses 22 through 29, or the opinion of others, not Shukadev. After defeating the opinion of others, Shukadev continues the story. Krishna broke Shalva's aircraft with his club, text 33. Shattered into thousands of pieces by Krishna's club, the Soba airship plummeted into the water. Shalva jumped onto the land and picked up his club and rushed towards Achyuta, like a fly rushing into the fire. Taking his Sudarshan disc, Lord Hari cut off that magician's head. And Shalva's followers cried out, "Alas, alas." The celestials resounded kettle drums. Then Dantavakra, another demon, wanting to avenge the death of his friends, furiously attacked Sri Krishna. After performing the last rites for his friends like Shishupal, Dantavakra took revenge by angrily attacking Krishna.